Good morning, Christ Center. It's Monday, July 22nd, and this week in our Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on scriptures that talk about patience. So we want to invite you to read along or listen along with us and see what God might be speaking to your heart as we meditate on scripture. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning I'm sitting here with Doug Easterday and Pastor Mark, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 37, verses 5 through 7. So Mark's going to read this the first time, and just pay attention to any word or phrase that's jumping out at you, and we'll read it a second time and dig down a little deeper into what's jumping out at us. Go ahead, Mark.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways and when they carry out their wicked schemes.
Doug, why don't you read that again?
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
I think the thing that jumped out at me here was righteous reward. The psalm we're dealing with, a situation that it's an unjust situation, or he's addressing when things are wrong, and sometimes they're just wrong, you know. Like, we go through things that are just, this is not what God intended, whether it's somebody else's cruelty or some just other brokenness, and the psalmist is acknowledging this, and he's saying, wait, be patient before the Lord. He will bring vindication. He will give a righteous reward. And of course, those things don't always happen in this life. Sometimes we have to wait until the new creation. But I love that promise. Wait. Your righteous reward will shine like the dawn. That's a beautiful promise. Doug, what jumped out at you?
What caught me was wait patiently for Him. Sometimes we can just, you know, wait, but we're waiting for something, for God to do something. And my challenge is always when people that are hard for me or wrong, and they seem to be thriving and doing great, it's hard just to not try to get in and help the process. But all right, God, You promise that You're gonna make this into a righteous reward. And I'm thankful that God says, don't fret.
Yeah.
Don't get all upset.
Yeah.
Don't get frustrated. But wait for Me.
Very cool. Mark, what do you got?
Well, one of the things that really hit me was He will do this. And kind of in contrast of do not fret when people succeed in their ways and when their schmucks and their plans are doing what they're doing. When I put my focus on the areas that give me concern, it's hard to get off of it. I get stuck there.
Yeah.
But if I can take my eyes off of that and just be trusting God that He will do something, that my peace, my patience, my way of being isn't determined by what somebody else is doing. It's really determined by where I put my focus. Mm. And so when I'm putting my focus on Him, He will do something. And I'm putting my trust in that. But it's also helping me take my eye off the thing that might be bothering me.
He will do this. That's really good. You know, it makes me think of, a couple of weeks ago when Shannon Speck was sharing from the stage about curiosity and how that can usher back in joy. And that's a thing where it's like, it's easy for us to look at the circumstance and think there's no way I know how to get out of the circumstance. But her testimony was, remember that He will find a way. And it's going to be something probably different than what you'd expect. You know, He will do this. And so this process of patience is waiting for that. You know, it's like, Lord, I trust that You're going to do something I can't see.
Well, I'm not resting in what I know.
Yeah.
I'm resting in His character that I trust.
Yes. Yeah. When we're short on answers...
He's long on solutions.
And you know, I like a term that I like to use, sort of tongue in cheek, is that God is omni-resourceful. You know, like He is
omni-creative.
Omni-creative, right? Like there's so many different ways that He ends up moving that we don't see.
Yeah.
And as we're waiting, it's so easy to be waiting for a specific outcome or a specific solution that we see. And then when it doesn't come, we can start to panic. And I love the psalmist's solution here. He will do this. Wait for Him.
The other thing is, when I enter into His presence, I'm entering into His peace and His patience. I don't have to do it all on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not alone as I do this.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's beautiful. Gentlemen, that's great. Let's read it one more. I'll read it one more time, and then Mark, maybe you could close us in prayer there. Psalm 37, 5-7. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
Thank You, Father, for the gift of Your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leanings of Your Holy Spirit, so I might better demonstrate the fruit of patience, reflecting the character of Jesus in all that I say and do. Amen.